The Ochenhene has Osage Farm waiting for a opinion. He's asked Ghanaians to disabuse their minds from fear as the judgment day draws near. They should rather trust in God that there would be still be peace in the country after the verdict. He said Ghanaians must have faith in the judges and trust that they would do what is right for the nation. Osage Farm waiting for a opinion was speaking at a national peace forum in Accra. The forum, which was organized by the William Ofori-Atta Heritage in collaboration with the National Peace Council, was under the theme, One Nation, One People, One Destiny, Sustaining Ghana's Democracy. We bring a report by Rita Nyakon.
Osage Farm Waiting of her opinion said, if Jesus was able to speak to the sea to calm it, then Ghanaians should not be afraid. He will do same and even more. The Ochenhene said there is nothing impossible for God, so Ghanaians should just have faith in him. The Ochenhene was hopeful and positive that on that day, the judges will be courageous and do what is good and right for Ghana.
The date, August the 29th, is in everybody's mind. But I tell you what, all that trouble is for a moment. I'm sure the nine justices are parents and their grandparents. I'm sure they will decide what our future is. And I'm sure on that day they will be courageous to do what is right for God. When Jesus took a ride with the disciples in a boat, storm was raging. He woke up and in three words, he spoke to the sea and stopped the storm. The import of the story is not what Jesus did, because we know he's so powerful that he can do anything. We shouldn't be fearful. We should have faith in the nine men and women who sit in our Supreme Court.
A senior lawyer and former Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Ghana Bar Association, Samuel Okujetu, said, every country has its own problems. Some have been able to live above them. Ghana must therefore emulate and do same. He said politics has divided Ghana, and in order for it to progress, there is a need for the people to rethink and restructure their ways of life. Mr. Okujetu said the winner takes all scenario is not helping in the development of the country and must therefore be relooked. The chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Dr. Opoku Onyina, said until Ghanaians learn to put the values of Christ first, they will continue to abuse one another. He advised Ghanaians not to only preach peace, but practice it, adding that peace is expensive, therefore Ghanaians must do everything possible to keep it.
Britannia Cons report.